My recorder's already going. So.
Excuse me.
Clear the throat. Get ready to go. The May 3rd meeting of the Naco Sanitary District is now called to order. Although it's not written on the agenda, we should probably do roll call.
Yes.
So we have to know here. Charles Bainey.
Here.
Alrighty. Andy Foster.
Present.
Jesus Guerrero.
Here.
Steve Day here. And Buffy has a permanent, Robert Orlowski has an excuse. Permanent one. Well, until this next election cycle. Okay, good. Okay, old business, and basically the only old business we got here is to look at the meetings from a meeting a long time ago, February 1st, which is basically the last thing we need, unless we need to do anything. Actually, the meeting was January 31st, and I've read them, and they look pretty much to exactly what we were talking about. It's the one where we appointed Jesus.
So, yeah, so old business under Robert's Rules of Order, we go through an order. I forgot roll call, that should be there, but we took care of that. That would be under new business, actually, it'd be before we do old business. So it'd be roll call, then old business, then new business. And then the public, call to the public is at the end of the meeting, and the public is ordinarily given 3 to 5 minutes per person if they want to comment. And it's a courtesy. It's not required by law, but it's an open meeting courtesy.
I might want to change how that's done, but we'll talk about that. It's not how to talk about that.
That's how it's laid out, how our agenda is laid out. It's under Robert's Rules of Order.
Cool. And I'm the chairperson of the board, and that gives me the power to be able to put out the agenda and a vote. Otherwise, I don't actually tell anybody what to do. Everybody here has equal playing field. Because literally right now you're an elected official. You have the same clout as if you had run for the election. Which, if you want to keep your job, you're going to have to do this election cycle. Because it lasts through, December 31st?
Yeah.
After the election.
December 1st. I'm not sure what the thing is. We'd have to look at the new.
Not that too many people are running. Yeah. Two options. If nobody else is running, then we just... They're going to just appoint you anyway. If you apply, then you appoint them. Yeah, there's three seats open, so
hands down, pretty much. And then people get to know you when you put your signs out and they start waving to you.
Wait a minute, we're getting off track. Wait a minute.
So no, we're in orientation right now.
Oh yeah, we're in orientation.
So that orientation. So we are a special taxing district under the Arizona Revised Statutes Title 48, Chapter 14, that covers sanitation districts. And I was going to. The reason I'm telling you this instead of giving you hard copy is because it would have taken like 2 hours to organize it. There's so many different things there, but Title 48, we're a special taxing district, and so we're in charge of taxes. That's why everything's public, why we follow open meeting laws, why we try to be as transparent as possible. That's why we have a certified public accountant in the office for our records. Our records are here. So that the public, when they want to, can see the records in a timely manner. We're not allowed to, decide when the public wants to see our work. If they want to see it, we have to provide it. There's no excuses, no alibis.
Just like the City of Bisbee City Council or Board of Supervisors or Republic, or whatever, Representative Grijalva. Same rules apply to us all.
Right.
It's the same thing. We're spending... tax dollars, so.
And Jerry Edelwine.
Oh, my goodness.
And the old guy who used to be in the fire district, Jerry.
Yes.
So he actually,
Jerry.
Years and years ago, he went up to the legislature and helped revise all of the Title 48, Chapter 14 laws and whatnot. So he improved it for small towns and whatnot. So Jerry knows like almost too much about Title 48, but he had a lot to do with actually improving the law and making it easier for small bodies like we are. So, you know.
Yes. I do want to say something. When I called this to order, I actually should have called it to order as a work session.
Okay.
Because once we're done with all of this, then we can, then I can have to call it to actually the meeting.
We're not voting on anything today anyway.
Well, no, but actually the work session, because then we have, that's where we do orientations. You got to do that during a work session, because I didn't actually specifically write it on the agenda.
The reason I didn't call it a work session is because we're not voting on anything today that I can see.
Well, no, the work session is just to discuss stuff.
Right.
So that's what we're doing now. So, so we'll do that. And then when we're done with the orientation, then I'll go ahead and call,
so
them, call the regular meeting to order.
The only actionable item was the approval of the minutes.
Yeah. So we can just do that over again.
And so a difference, good question, Steve.
As we go.
The difference between a work session, a work session and a general meeting. At a work session, we have discussions. The public's involved if we allow them, but we do not vote. So we can discuss, we can look at stuff, we can review, we can take trips, we can do whatever we want to as a work session, but we do not have actionable
items. Have speakers come in.
So that's what it is. We do the work, we run through the books, we see what the deal is, what the problems are, review the correspondence or whatever we have to do. That's the work session. And a general session would be that we have actionable items, so that means that we discuss and we take action, and action means we vote on it. So that,
or not,
but that's what an actionable item is. So we might discuss, and then we table it. So, you know, for the next meeting, maybe table it forever. There's a lot of stuff that got tabled here, you know, never got revisited, some of it for the best. And so, yeah, so this should be like a work session, like what we're having, but there was just one actionable item, and that was approving the minutes. So I wasn't thinking properly like I should, and I was in kind of a hurry today to get it ready. So that's my alibi. Any questions, Jesus?
No. They'll come later, I think.
We've got maps here, and then we have the maps also digitized online. And so NADBank and the government, ADEQ, have our digitized version, but we have hard copy maps, and we've got like missing records. Some of them are in Phoenix, some of them are gone, never to be found again. But all of our working records that we have extant are here in this office right now. They're not in people's homes and, you know,
like they were doing before.
When Frank James, you know, closed up, everything went off into homes and stuff. It was really hard to know what was what and where it was and, you know, what the status was. And so this is like a big improvement, just having this office and a certified public accountant to handle our details.
And doing this right. Yeah. We're all in compliance.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, any other
part
questions?
No, I need a lot to learn.
Okay, so
it's like open meeting law. If he's on the bus with you, you and him can talk about anything you want together, mm-hmm. but you cannot discuss that any of what you talk about with a third member of the board. Okay. You can only talk to one other person about any one thing. Now, you can talk to somebody else on the board about something else. Okay. But if there's more than three of us gathered together yakking away at stuff we can't talk about, NSD business.
Right. Or
I mean, it's not like we're not allowed to hang out together. It's just you can't discuss any business. And anytime you decide you want to discuss business, you have to call a meeting. So the public knows that there's going to be a meeting, and if they want to come in and yak at you about something, they can.
There's like any kind of discussion.
That's basically open meeting in a nutshell.
I forget what it's called, but the two people talk, and then they notify a third party. Now that's quorum violation.
That's a splintering the quorum.
Splintered quorum. Splintered quorum. That's the proper term for that. So, you know, like playing telephone tag. Where
the same with email. Like if I emailed everybody something like informational, you can only reply to me. You can't reply to all. You have to reply back to me if I'm like sent you a copy of the agenda. Okay. You can contact me and say, hey, I got it. Okay. But that's about the extent. And, of course, anybody who has any good ideas has to email me, and we'll get you that. If they have, like, if you wanted to know there's something that came up that you thought you might want to talk about in a meeting, then you have to
get it put on the agenda.
We can talk about it. Because we really can't talk about anything in a meeting unless it's on the agenda.
Correct.
So nobody gets blindsided.
Yeah.
the public knows what we're going to talk about.
And we're doing due diligence.
You know, you're not doing so.
But my, like I'm probably saying, probably some one of the changes I'm going to let, if anybody coming to speak at the public and wants to speak directly to one of the agenda items, I would probably have them speak just before that agenda item is discussed, not wait till the end, because we might want to hear their input.
Yeah,
that's true. That's, you know,
well,
so,
as chairman, you can approve that.
Yeah, see, so I think that, but that's, like I said, I'll have to put that on another meeting, which we're probably going to have next week, just because.
But basically, we discuss and vote on everything. So if we don't have to vote, we can just discuss. But, you know, if it's actionable, then there comes a time when it's an up or down vote. And you can abstain, you can vote yes, no, or an abstention. And, yeah, so I gave you a copy of the bylaws. So are we done with orientation and questions?
I guess you've already, you've already got a copy of the bylaws. I'm going to, and that's actually on the agenda, so we can talk about that. So
right.
if we're done with the orientation, then
if
you don't have any more questions about anything, we can answer them as we go along. That's okay.
Okay.
So I move that we adjourn the work session.
Well, we're going, what about discuss the bylaws? Budget process?
Well, that's at the regular meeting, which I'm going to call to order as soon as we're done with the work session.
Okay.
They got to be two separate things. No, they actually have to be two separate things. Trust me on this.
Okay.
For the record, I'm covering our butt because I think I made a mistake at first. Because I didn't put orientation on the budget, but we can call it a work session. Okay. Anybody second that? Adjourning the meeting.
Aye, second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Cool. It passes unanimously. Meeting is adjourned at 6:11. Now that that's done, turn that off.